what didn't make sense, but you gave it a chance, now is beginning to actually take roots in your own consciousness. So, in order to recognize the unreal and stay in the real, one has to have a guidance from outside just to point that person to itself. But the real teacher is here, and I don't mean here sitting in this chair, here.
Within us.
Within us. Yes.
You mentioned something earlier that since we were gathered here in a cave, you were going to make some comment about that.
Yes, the cave. I go to a cave very often, I used to. Cave is symbolic of having put the five senses outside of the whole of the cave. Cave is where you take refuge in and become quiet. Cave symbolically is really here within. Once we turn our attention inwardly, there is a silence. Cave symbolizes trust. Because once you go in the cave, you don't have as much need as if you were in the world. So you trust that everything would be created in that silence. So cave is a good symbol for and whenever there is too much going on around you, just go to your cave. All you have to do is bring your attention, like Mahmud was saying, in the region of your heart, and you're in that silence. But that's different than stop when the thoughts come. How many of you have practiced a stop? Has it worked? If it hasn't worked, bring it out, because it cannot not work.
You know, the stop your mind has never worked for me. Ignore it.
No, you don't want to stop the mind. You stop. Oh no, never stop the mind.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
No. This is thought. Like in Buddha, the movie was the soldiers.
Yeah.
And they're shooting at you. Some thought. Your eyes are half open. You're unmoved by it. You're not ridiculing it. You're not controlling it. You're not pushing it away. And then what happened? When that happened, the arrow that had fire in the end of it became a petal. It became, remember?
Yes.
It was petal. Why? It showed that it was never scary. It was just a scarecrow. So we don't stop the thinking. We stop looking at it and going with it. We just stop.
It's like that exercise where you said you're going to have thoughts, but you're not going to be moved by them.
Huh?
You're going to have the thought, but you're not going to be moved by them.
Yes. Yes. So the thought comes. Really, there's no word to describe it. That's all I can do is that. The mind cannot be controlled, because the tool you're controlling it with is another part of the mind. Has to be transcended by lack of identification.
What I think is funny is this was supposed to be our natural state. All the illusions were man-made.
They were just pictures in your frame. I don't know where you hung it, but that's exactly what it was. You know, here is the screen. Then the movies started it, and I don't want to go into it because it gets heavy, but the movie started it. Let's watch it, and you know, we don't even have to pay for it. It's a continuous movie. Or we can really cry because there's a drama happening, and then laugh because there's a comedian just walked into the movie, and all of that. So, yeah, like you were saying, we like to go to the original, like she was saying, Nicole was saying. And the tool to do that is a stop. Of course.
That's where they said that with the arrows, because I felt sand hitting me.
Mm-hmm.
I was going through a snowstorm.
Yeah.
And it couldn't touch me.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And the more you did, and of course, all the meditation that we have done past 5 years is stage by stage is bringing us to be able to talk farther and farther. Like, you know, staying in the region of the heart, going to the Himalayas and having the trust meditation. Some of you know those. Or the erasing that Mahmood and Stacy know. Those are all tools to make us less reactive. The life of reactive is a life of human. The life of non-reactive is a life of right, you know, a realized person. So that's good. Any other question? I'm proud of you for having she sits there so quietly. And Connie too. Everybody, you do it too, huh? That's good. Yeah, meditation, short meditation, very, very good, unless you have sucked yourself into the pictures, then I would say go run around the block and then sit down and have a long meditation. Beside that, really, we have to aim as a continuous meditation, continuous state of meditation. That's the art of living. Anybody that goes to India and leave all the responsibility at home, they ought to feel peaceful. And then being around Sai Baba's energy, yeah, you're in heaven. You come back, what it's like a pie on your face, every direction. So we are not, it's not a path of sannyasin or renunciation. It's being in the world, but not of it. I think that's a Western method. Well, thank you for coming, and I'm glad we had this night together.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Namaste.
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 Before we go, Connie has a...